弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主在这样子的天气当中还能够把大家平安的带到这里来。
We praise the Lord that even though the weather is so horrendous, he brought us all peacefully here.
请大家打开神的话语，我们翻到诗篇二十三篇。
Let's turn to the word of God. Let's turn to Psalm 23.
我们一起来读主的话。
Let's read the word of God together.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23.
我想很多弟兄姊妹都会背了。
I think many of you already can memorize it.
我们一起来诵读主的话。
Let's read God's words together.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们实在是要感谢你
We want to praise you
因为你在耶稣基督里为我们成就了何等浩大的救恩
Because you have accomplished great salvation in Lord Jesus Christ
让主耶稣基督成我们一生的牧者
So that Jesus Christ become the shepherd of our lives
让我们一生能够跟随他
So that we can follow him all our lives
我们实在是为这样浩大的恩典献上我们衷心的感谢
We give you thanks from the depth of our heart for such a great, wonderful salvation
我们把今天的信息恭敬的仰望在你的手中
We commit today's message in your hands
求主借着圣灵亲自对我们每一个人说话
May...Please speak to each and every one of us through the Holy Spirit.
让我们每个人都能够得造就。
So that each and every one of us will be helped.
让你自己的心能够得到满足。
So your heart will be satisfied.
我们这样祷告等候感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and wait upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 最近的大家听到的头条新闻除了这个美国新的总统任命他的内阁官员之外就是全球的经济大海啸
Among the important headline news lately is the president-elect's appointment of his cabinet members and other than that is the financial tsunami
这个海啸是由从去年的次贷的这件事情开始引起的
This financial tsunami came about, was triggered since last year by the subprime mortgages.
这个海啸不但呢影响到金融界，也影响到了其他的行业。
The financial tsunami not only impacted the financial industry, but also all other industries.
不少人失业，或者是面临失业的危机。
Many people lost their job or their jobs are in jeopardy.
这也包括我们自己的大儿子在内。
This includes our firstborn.
对，基督徒来说，这是一个相当大的一个试炼。
To Christian, this is a tremendous trial.
我们为这些人祷告。
We pray for these people.
我们祷告的第一个就是求神让他们有勇气面对这样子的试炼。
Our first prayer is to pray for these people so that they have the courage to face this kind of trial.
第二个呢，我们为他们祷告，希望他们神能够为他们预备工作。
Our second prayer is that God will open doors for their next employment.
那么我们最后也为他们祷告，希望他们能够借着这一次的经验能够经历神的同在，更加的能够信靠神。
We also pray that through this experience, our brothers and sisters will be able to trust the Lord more and to experience Him more.
这次因为金融风暴而引起的经济不景气呢，实在是来得相当的快。
This recession came about very quickly.
去年的时候，大家还在觉得过得很稳妥。
Last year, this time, everybody still felt rather calm and secure.
有不少跟我们年纪差不多的人呢，在那里打算什么时候可以退休。
And many people close to our age are contemplating about their retirement, and they plan to enjoy their golden years.
就像圣经讲的，当我们没有想到的时候情况就改变了。
But just like what the Bible said, when we were least expected, suddenly everything changed.
许多人的储蓄跟他们的退休金呢，好像在一夜之间就价值减低了很多。
The value of many people's savings and retirement fund overnight was reduced greatly.
这当然相当的严重的影响到他们的经济情况跟退休的计划。
It greatly impacted their financial picture and their retirement plan.
这实在是弟兄姊妹信心受到考验的时候了。
This is a time brothers and sisters' faith are tested.
这也是证实了圣经上的话。叫我们不要倚靠那无定的钱财。
This also testified what the Bible said that we should not put our hope on wealth which is so uncertain.
钱财难道还有无定的吗？
Can wealth be uncertain?
什么叫做无定的钱财呢？
What is uncertain wealth?
给大家举一个例子
To give you an example.
好比说我们教会有一些弟兄姊妹要到 UW 去看足球比赛。
Let's say a group of brothers and sisters from our church, they're going to UW to watch a football game.
他们就一车人就兴高采烈的开车到了 UW.
So they excitedly drive together in one car to UW.
到了 UW 的时候发现这个停车场非常的大。
When they got to UW, they found the parking lot is huge.
他们停好了车子呢，这些弟兄姊妹就跟那开车的弟兄讲，你一定要记好车子停在什么地方。等到我们等等回来的时候可以找得到车子。
So the brothers and sisters reminded this driver saying that you got to make a note for yourself where we park.
所以他们就去看球了。
So they went to watch the game.
等到球赛完了之后，他们回来要去找车子回家。
When the game was over, they came back and they were looking for the car so that they can go home.
可是呢，七早八早找不到车子。
But they looked and looked and they couldn't find a car.
他们就问这个开车的弟兄说：“你不是说记好了车子停在什么地方吗？”
So they asked the driver, saying, "Didn't you say you have made a mental note of where the car is going to be?"
这个开车的弟兄回答说
，And the driver said,
他说是啊，我记得非常的清楚，我是停在一个红色的大巴的附近。
So the driver said, I remember clearly that I parked by a big red bus.
大家知道怎么回事情呢？
And you know what happened. The bus was gone.
如果我们把我们的盼望放在这钱财上，就是无定的钱财。
So if we place our hope on the wealth, which is uncertain.
我是觉得很稀奇在美国把这个公司的股票叫做 securities。
I'm amazed that in America they call stocks securities.
在这种时候实在是一个很大的讽刺。
In time like this, it sounds very ironic.
所以今天我想跟大家弟兄姊妹分享的题目就是说经历神的两种信心。
So today I'd like to share with you two kinds of faith in experiencing God.
经历神不是说我头脑当中的知识增加了。
Experiencing God does not mean I have more knowledge in my intellect.
也不是说我得到更多属灵的恩赐。
And it also doesn't mean I gain more spiritual gifts.
经历神实在是就在我们的日常生活当中能够在事情事物上对神的一种反应。
Experiencing God is a response to God.
而且这种反应常常是发生在我们生命的深处的。
And this kind of response is often from the depth of our hearts.
那经历神呢，可以在顺境的时候，也在逆境的时候，同样可以经历神。
And we can experience God in good times and in bad times.
好比说我们到郊外去看到神创造的伟大，我们就会赞叹神的创造。
For example, when we go to the countryside and when we see the beautiful surrounding, we spontaneously give God his praise. We praise God for the wonderful creation he had made.
当我们的第一个孩子出生的时候，我们会赞叹这个生命的奇妙。
And when we watch the birth of our first child, we can't help but praise his wonders of life.
许多弟兄姊妹也经历到在我们环境当中呢，神给我们很多奇妙的带领。
And many brothers and sisters also experience God's miraculous leading in our situations.
好比说我们的病得到了医治，好比说我们的父母的签证得到了。
For example, our illness were healed, or our parents' visa to America were approved.
经过这些的经验呢，让我们经历到神。
Through these experiences, we experience God more.
可是在逆境当中经历神呢，这感觉就不一样了。
But to experience God in bad times is quite different.
那我们在我们的生命当中所经历到的逆境呢，好比说我们受到不公平的待遇。
Examples of trial times are, for example, we were treated unfairly.
或者是我们的婚姻出了毛病
or our marriages are on the rock
或者是我们的事业不顺利
or our jobs were in trouble
或者是我们的身体得了疾病
or we became ill
所以在这种逆境当中的经历常常是让我们刻苦铭心的
so the experience in suffering time is often profound and memorable unforgettable.
大卫写的这篇诗篇二十三篇呢，是一个我想是最有名，也是大家最熟悉的一篇诗。
Psalm 23 by David is the most familiar and most famous psalm.
我想有史以来有许多的人呢，在遇到非常大的艰难的时候这首诗这一篇诗呢，常常带给他们安慰、鼓励跟盼望。
Throughout history, this psalm must have comforted and encouraged many people while they were in trials.
那也有人在也有不少人在快要离开世界的时候能够自己在默念这首诗歌。
Many people, as they were departing from this world, they recite this psalm quietly in their hearts.
或者是他们的家人能够念这首诗给他们听，让他们能够平安的离开这个世界，进入到永恒当中。
Or perhaps their loved ones read to them as they were departing from this world to enter into eternity.
我想借着这个大卫这首诗让我们看到大卫一生当中都有许多不同的经历。
Through this psalm, I want to share with you that David has gone through many different experiences.
那有些经历是在顺利的时候，有些经历是在这种逆境的时候。
Some experiences happen in good times, and some are in bad times.
那这篇诗呢，是讲到大卫跟神之间非常亲密的关系。
And Psalm 23 tells us that the very intimate relationship he shared with the Lord.
也是一篇充满了信心的诗篇。
It's also a psalm filled with faith.
我就想选其中的特别两节的经文来跟大家分享。
I'd like to share with you two verses out of the psalm.
就是在不同的环境当中，也许我们对神的信心的表现有一些不同。
In different circumstances, our faith to God is manifested differently.
第四节说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Verse 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我想跟随主的第一类的经历就像这一节讲的，是相当在一个相当的逆境当中经历到的。
Experiencing God is often something like this when you are in time of trial.
当我们面临死亡的时候时常会感到害怕的。
When we face death, we are fearful.
我们也知道大卫呢，在他一生当中有好几次 这个逃命的这种经历。
And we also know that in David's life, there are many times that he had to run for his life.
那在这种经历当中，神不一定就一定帮助大卫把这些经历除这些苦难除掉。
And in time of trial, God did not necessarily take away the bad things in his life.
我们也读到许多大卫在苦难当中所写的诗篇。
We also read many psalms that David wrote while he was in trial.
求神拯救他。
And he pleaded God for God to save him.
可是在这些处境当中，神并没有马上除掉一直想要杀害他的扫罗王。
But in those situations, God did not remove Saul, who consistently trying to kill him.
感谢神的是，在这种环境当中，神带领大卫行过死荫的幽谷。
And we praise God that in those situations, God helped David to walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
而不是让他停留在那个死荫的幽谷。
And he did not let him remain in the valley of the shadow of death.
所以在经历苦难的时候，有神的同在。也有他的肝他的脏来带领他。
So while he was experiencing, while he was suffering, he experienced God's presence and also God's protection and comfort with his rod and his staff.
那第五节呢，讲到在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Verse 5 says, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
那有时候我们的经历，第二类的经历就是在顺境时候的经历。
We also sometimes experience good times.
那我把这个顺境也包括当我们胜过逆境的时候的情况。
I include the good times, the situations where we overcome bad times.
那这节经文让我们看到在我们有胜利的把握的时候，我们能够在敌人的面前享受筵席。
This verse says, when we have the confidence of complete victory, we can enjoy the feast God has prepared us in the presence of the enemies.
而且神用油膏了我们的头，把我们放在一个尊贵的地位使我们蒙福。
And God anoint our heads, and He put us in an honorable position, and we're in a blessed position.
所以大卫的心愿就是，不论是在顺境或者是逆境。神的恩惠跟慈爱都会随着我们。
So David was sure that God's goodness and love will follow him.
在顺境的时候是神的恩典随着我们，在逆境的时候是神的慈爱随着我们。
In good times it's God's love that follows us, but in bad times it's God's grace that follows us.
在这些经历和信心，有这些的经历跟信心，我们愿意一生一世。都能够与主同在。
Having this kind of experiences, we want to be with God all the days of our lives.
所以在第四、第五节里面，这两节里面讲到这两种不同的经历，让我们想到神也给了我们两种不同的应许。
And verse 4 and 5 have two different kinds of experiences. And as a result, God also gave us two kinds of faith.
我们来翻到马太福音第七章的第七到第八节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7 verses 7 through 8.
这里是讲到第一类的应许。
It talked about the first kind of promise.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
这节经文好像是告诉我们，让我们无论向神求什么，神都会答应。
This passage seems to say, whatever you ask God, it will be delivered to you.
我想我们也有经验就是当人还没有认识神的时候他人来寻求他，如果这个是真心的来寻求要认识神的时候，神真是会让他遇见。
And we also know that before we know God, if we seek him with a sincere heart, he always let us find him.
那我们也看到过，就是神常常 怜悯祝福那些刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹们。
We also notice that God often have a special grace for those who for the new believers.
好像神常常答应他们的祈求。
God seems to answer their prayers a lot.
那我想是因为神要帮助他们学习到经历神的实际。
And I think it's because God wants to help them to experience God's God's existence and reality.
可是慢慢当我们的灵命成长的时候，有些时候好像我们的环境呢是特别的黑暗。
Sometimes we experience that after we grow spiritually, we run into situations where the picture seems to be so bleak.
完全没有出路的样子。
We don't see a way out.
好像我们那个时候即使迫切的求神。他好像都不理不睬的样子。
And we pray to God in earnest, but He doesn't seem to pay attention.
在这种时候呢，神就给我们第二类的应许。
In situations like that, God gives us a second promise.
在约翰福音第十六章的三十三节这么说。
In John 16 verse 33, it says,
我将这些事告诉你们，这是耶稣说的哈。我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
这些经文让我们看到神给我们的平安不一定是平安无事的那种平安。
This tells us that the peace God gives us is not always an eventfulness.
那神也不见得凡是照着我们的祈求来回应我们。
And God does not always deliver what we ask Him.
也许我们不觉得，但是这实在是神给我们的恩典。
And it's really God's grace, even though we may not always feel it.
所以我们看到这有两种不同的应许。
So we see there are two kinds of promises God gave us.
那我们现在来看一下，在我们经历的不同的两种不同的境况之下，我们的信心是如何表现的。
And now let's examine what are the manifestation of our faith in when we face these two different kind of circumstances.
那第一类的信心呢，就是追求或者是希望能够得到环境的改变。
And the first kind is we seek the change of environment.
第二类的信心却是希望能够让我们的心境能够改变。
And the second kind of faith is that we ask God to change our mindset.
那环境的改变是外在的。
The change of circumstances is outward things.
心境的改变却是内在的。
But the change of mindset is something internal.
我们来看看圣经上给我们的例子哈。
Let's look at the examples in the Bible.
在希伯来书的第十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
这里讲到许多许多历史上信心的伟人。
It talks about many spiritual giants in the Bible.
我们从第三十四节三十二节开始看。
Let's start with verse 32.
我先读第一段，是从三十二节到三十五节的上半段。
I'm going to read verses 32 to 35, the first half of 35.
三十二节，我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。他们因着信，制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许。堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军，有妇人得自己的死人复活。
Hebrew 11:32. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets.Who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again.
这里我们看到这些信心的伟人呢，神帮助他们，赐给他们信心。
we see that the spiritual giants, they have faith and God helped them.
给他们力量使他们的环境呢有所改变。
And God gave them strength and changed their circumstances.
他们胜过了这些环境上的难处。
They overcame the circumstances.
可是呢我们接下去看到的时候呢却是另外一群信心的伟人的故事。
But if we continue to read the scripture, we see a different group of spiritual giants.
第35节下半段开始到第40节又有人忍受严刑不肯苟且得释放为要得着更美的复活又有人忍受戏弄鞭打捆锁监禁各等的磨练被石头打死被锯死受试探被刀杀披着绵羊山羊的皮各处奔跑受穷乏患难苦害在旷野山岭山洞地穴漂流无定本是世界不配有的人这些人都因信得了美好的证据却仍未得到所应许的因为神给我们预备了更美的事叫他们若不与我们同德就不能完全
The second half of verse 35 Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground.These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
所以这一群信心的伟人的经历呢，跟第一组的人不一样。
So the experience of this group of the second group of spiritual giants is very different from the first group.
神没有改变他们的环境。
God did not change their circumstances.
可是却赐给他们足够的信心呢，能够仰望将来要得到的应许。
But God gave them enough faith to look forward to the promise that was promised for them in the future.
我想我们再看一个一处的见证哈，就是保罗使徒保罗的见证。
Let's look at Paul's testimony.
在哥林多后书第十二章里
，In Second Corinthians chapter 12,
第七到第十节
，verses 7-10.
那我就有些前面这两段我就跳着念。有一根刺加在我肉体上，为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的。”因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复辟我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
He said he was given a thorn in his flesh, and three times he said, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take away from me.But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
我们想像使徒保罗这么伟大的一位信徒哈，也会有他的软弱。
We see even in a spiritual giant like Paul, he has moments where he was spiritually weak.
而且他三次求主把这个刺从他的身体上挪开。
And three times he pleaded with the Lord to take away the thorn.
我们不知道这个刺到底是什么，我们不是很确定的知道哈。
We don't know exactly what the thorn is.
有人说是他的骄傲。
Some people said it was his pride.
也有人说可能是他身体肉体上眼睛的毛病。
And some people said he has some eye problems.
但是在这里让我们看到他领会了神给他的应许，就是说神的恩典是够他用的。
But here we understand that he understood that God's grace is sufficient for him.
所以他在这里的啊，跟神的祈求就是说，宁可夸自己的软弱。
And here he said he would rather boast about his weaknesses.
啊，因为他什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Because when he was weak, he would be made strong.
所以这个就是说，在这种两种不同的信心呢，一个是求神改变我们的环境，另外一个是求神改变我们的心境。
So there are two kinds of faith. One kind is to ask God to change the circumstances. The other kind of faith is to ask God to change our mindset.
有的时候神不照我们的意愿啊来祝福我们，却是照我们的需要来祝福我们。
God does not always bless us with our desire, but he blesses for what we need.
啊，我们来看一处圣经，在腓立比书的第四章六到七节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7.
这里说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
It says here, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以这里很清楚让我们看到，神没有应许他一定会照我们所求的来答应我们。
It clearly states here that God does not promise to deliver everything that we ask for.
那他却把他的平安放在我们的心里面。
But he put his peace in our hearts.
那或者是当我们的心有了平安之后，或者是我们原来所要的觉得不是那么重要了。
Or sometimes when he after he has given us the peace, what we ask for doesn't seem to matter anymore.
或者是原来的难处好像突然没有了。
Or the problem that we had originally seemed to disappear.
但是我觉得更宝贵的是另外一种情况。
But with the more precious situations is another kind.
那就是当我们愿意顺服神的旨意的时候，神往往却回过头来把我们的心中的意愿呢来藏给我们。
And sometimes when we are ready to submit our will to His, He turn around and bless us with what we ask for.
请大家容许我做一个我们的个人的见证。
Allow me to make a personal testimony.
当年当我们希望有孩子的时候，有好几位医生告诉我们说，我们不能够生孩子。
When we were young, we were hoping to raise a family, and many doctors told us we have zero chance of having a baby.
当我们听到这个消息的时候，是相当的失望。
And we were sorely disappointed when we got the news.
但是很奇妙的是，神给我们一个特别的信心。
But God gave us a special faith.
让我们对这件事情呢，一点都没有埋怨。
And so that we didn't complain at all.
因为我们心里想，神一定比我们知道，我们是该有自己的孩子好，还是不该有自己的孩子好。
Because we understood that God knows better than we do about whether it's better for us to have a baby or not.
所以我们就愿意顺服神的带领。
So we were willing to submit our will to His leading.
所以当我们在一起祷告的时候，我们没有开口向神求孩子。
So when we were praying together, we did not ask God for a baby.
而且那我自己实在是经历到那种说不出来的出人意料的平安。
And I experienced the peace that transcends all understanding.
有几次当我在上班的时候。
Several times when I was at work.
当我没有想到我不能够生孩子这件事情的时候也就没事哈。
When I wasn't thinking about the fact that I cannot have children, then I was okay.
可是有的时候这个意念呢会没有办法控制了，就回到我的脑筋当中。
But sometimes the thought came into my head without expectation.
那个时候呢，我就很本能的就预备我自己的心态。哎呀，下一秒钟可能就觉得不舒服啊。
And my natural reflex was going to prepare me for some unpleasant thought coming up to me.
我相信大家在生命当中有一些这种类似的经历，就是那种不舒服的感觉。
I think you probably have some similar experience in your life where some lousy thoughts come up.
这个感觉像什么呢？好比说你在公路上开车突然发现后面警车跟着你，那个灯在叫。
That experience is like when you are driving on the highway and you hear the siren of the police car coming up.
你的心呢就往下一沉。
And your heart sinks.
那可是在我那一段期间在工作的时候想到哎呀我自己不能够生孩子的时候。
And when in those days when I at work and I thought about I cannot have children of my own.
所以我就心态上就准备好下几秒钟会有那种窝囊的感觉。
And I was prepared that in the next couple of seconds, I'm going to have that kind of terrible feel.
哎，可是七等八等那个窝囊的感觉一直都没来。
But I waited and waited, those terrible feeling did not come.
那我有几次这样的经历。
And I have several experiences like that.
后来我就可以证实了神的话的信实，他把那出人意外的平安赐给我。
And I personally experienced that God's peace that transcends all understanding.
当然这件事情在我们的生命当中很重要，所以我就开始写信给我的家人。
These are important matters, so I started to write letters to my family.
那个时候这个电邮跟电话还不是那么方便。
Their telephone was still very expensive, and email wasn't in existence.
所以当我告诉了我的一位哥哥的时候，他就写信回来安慰我。
So I wrote to my family, and my brother wrote back to comfort me.
他安慰了一番，他就说，反正我们家里兄弟很多哈，将来我们生了儿子就过继一个给你。
He said, we have many brothers, and one of us will give a child to you.
这是很平常的，对不对？在中国家庭里面。
It's a common practice in Chinese society.
所以我记得很清楚，是在我工作的地方，在吃中饭的那一段时间，我在给他写回信。
And I remember distinctly that I was writing the letter at lunch break.
我就跟他说，我们现在年纪还很轻，过继或者是领养的事情，以后再说。
And I remember telling him that we were still young and we'll talk about it later.
就在这个时候有一个意念进入到我的脑海里面。
And then a thought came into my head.
那这个意念不是我自己的意念。
And this thought did not come from myself.
因为我从来没有这么想过。
Because I never thought that way.
所以我就不敢写下去。
So I hesitated to write down.
因为这不是我自己的意念。
Because it's not my thought.
所以我想了两秒钟之后我还是把这个意念写在这个给我哥哥的回信里面。
So after 2 seconds, I wrote down that thought.
我就写说，也许我在等候那不可能的事情发生。
And I wrote down that perhaps I'm waiting for the impossible to happen.
那个时候婉红在他自己的祷告里面呢，求神赐给我们孩子。
And at the same time, Esther was praying.To God for having a baby.
可是他没告诉我。
But she didn't tell me.
那过了几个月之后，她就怀孕了。
And several months later, she was pregnant.
那我这个人是学理工的哈。
And I'm a scientist.
很实际。
And I'm very practical.
所以我就再回去找医生检查。
So I went back to the doctor to have a further test done.
医生说你的情况没变，你不能生孩子。
And the doctor said, you haven't changed, you still can't have babies.
我说医生很抱歉，我太太怀孕了。
So I said to the doctor, I'm sorry, but my wife is pregnant.
然后这个老大生产的时候，我在产房里面。
And when the first child was born, I was right there.
那他一生出来一看，就是我的样子。
And he looked exactly like me when he was born.
So this child is 肯定是我生出来的。
So it's my child.
所以感谢神不但赐给我们一个孩子赐给我们两个男孩。
And praise the Lord, God gave us not one child, but two.
现在我们有两个可爱的孙子了。
And he further blessed us with two adorable grandchildren.
所以当有时候我们顺服神不求环境改变的时候让我们能够顺服他反而当我们愿意这样子顺服的时候他反而把我们的意愿来赏赐给我们。
So when we accept God's will and ready to submit to him, sometimes he turn around and give us what we ask for.
那这两种不同的信心呢也是希望有两种不同的得着。
And there are different gains from arising from these two different kinds of faith.
那么第一个比较就是第一种信心是人能希望能够得到生活上的益处。
And the first kind of faith asks for gain in our daily life.
那第二种的信心是人希望得到生命当中的利益。
And the second kind of faith hopes to gain in spiritual life.
再来看一段圣经，马太福音第六章十九到二十节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 16 verses 19 through 20.
这里说，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Do not store up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven,where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
马太福音六章三十二节说，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需要的这一切东西，你们天父是知道的，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And Matthew 6:32-33 says, for the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
我们在这里学到的功课就是说，生活上的利益是短暂的。
And the lesson we learn is, what we gain in this world is temporal.
那可是生命上的利益呢，却是永恒的。
But the benefit we gain for the spiritual life is eternal.
我们求生活上的意义呢，往往是我们想要的。
And what we ask for this world is often what we want.
不一定是我们所需的。
And they're not necessarily our needs.
可是我们追求生命的意义呢？却是要一直一直追求的。
But we seek the benefit in the spiritual life, that is something we need to seek constantly.
第二种呢？下面第二点呢，就是第一种的信心是注重得到神赐给我们的恩典。
The first kind of faith it place emphasizes on God's grace to us.
那第二种的信心是注重在得到主自己。
And the second kind of faith place emphasizes on gaining God Himself.
刚刚林环弟兄带我们唱的《主自己》这首诗歌。
Brother Lin Huan led us in singing Himself.
主自己啊，这个。这首诗歌是宣信博士宣信牧师所写的。
This hymn was written by A.B. Simpson.
他自己啊，在他的生命当中啊，他也曾经非常努力地追求过，希望神能够给他一些属灵的恩赐。
A.B. Simpson prayed earnestly for spiritual gifts.
可是神却没有答应他的祈求，把属灵的恩赐给他。
And God did not honor his request.
那么他却得到了神的自己。
But instead, he gained God himself.
所以他就写了这首诗歌。
So he wrote this hymn.
我就念再度的念第一段啊，第一节这个诗歌。钱所要的是祝福，金所要是主；钱所凭的是感觉，金靠主言语；钱所要的是恩赐，金要赐恩主；钱我寻求医治，金要主自己。永远高举耶稣，赞美主不歇。一切在耶稣里。为他是我一切。
The first verse goes like this. Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is his word. Once his gift I wanted, now the giver own. Once I sought for healing, now himself alone. All in all forever, Jesus will I sing. Everything in Jesus, and Jesus everything.
巴不得主帮助我们很清楚地看见我们所追求的是什么。
And may God help us to see clearly what we are seeking.
有的时候我们以为追求属灵的恩赐是最好的。
Sometimes we think seeking the spiritual gifts is the best.
却没有想到得到主自己远远比一些恩赐要来得更宝贵。
And we didn't realize that seeking God is more precious.
有一个故事啊，很能够把这个思想能够表达的蛮好的。
There's a story that can illustrate this.
在中东的地方有一个酋长。
In Middle East, there's a tribal chief.
他是非常的富有。
He was very rich.
有许许多多的家产。
He has a big asset.
他有一个儿子呢，在伦敦求学。
He has a son studying in England.
后来这个酋长呢得了重病。
So this chief was gravely ill.
那么就想办法告诉他的儿子，叫他赶快回到他的身边。
So he notified his son to come back.
当这个儿子回到他父亲回到他家里的时候，他父亲已经过世了。
So when the son came back, the father already died.
那因为这个酋长是非常非常的富有。
Because this chief is very rich.
那他只有这个儿子。
And this was his only son.
所以当这个丧事后事办完了之后。
So after the funeral.
这个律师呢就要把这个很富有的酋长的这个遗嘱要来宣告。
So the lawyer was going to read the will.
当他在念这个遗嘱的时候很奇怪的一件事情发生了。
When he was reading the will, something strange happened.
就是这个过世的这个酋长就要这个独一的儿子，只让他选他产业里面的所有的东西的任何一样，可是只有一样。
The chief left his in his will said that the only son can only have one thing out of his out of his asset and only one thing.
那却把其他所有一切的财产。留给他那个跟随他多年很忠心的一个管家。
And he left everything else to his long-time steward.
所以这个儿子听到这个爸爸的遗嘱是这样写的时候，就非常的失望，很伤心。
So when the son heard this, he was very disappointed and very sad.
他以为这个爸爸是非常爱他的。
He thought his father loved him.
一定会把大部分的遗产是留给他的。
And would leave him most of his assets.
可是这个时候遗嘱说他只能选一样。那么其他的通通留给这个忠心的管家。
But the will said he only gets one item and the rest goes to the steward.
所以他就非常的忧愁。
So he was very sad.
就在这个时候。
At this time.
他的律师这个他爸爸律师就在他的耳边跟他叽里咕噜讲了几句话。
At this time, the lawyer whispered to his ears.
然后他的这个脸色突然就变得很阳光了。
So his face brightened.
原来这个律师给他出了一个计。
The lawyer had a strategy.
所以这个儿子就宣告了。
So the son announced.
他说我的父亲的遗嘱让我能够在他的家业里面选任何一样东西。
My father's will said I can pick anything in his assets.
那我就选这个管家。
I will pick this steward.
因为这个管家也是属于他的父亲的。
Because the steward also belongs to his father.
因为他选了这个管家之后，他父亲的遗产就通通属于他了。
By choosing the steward, he owns everything.
所以求主给我们智慧，让我们追求的、注重的是主自己。
May God give us the wisdom so that we place emphasis on God Himself.
所以不是在让我们的祈求是注重得主的恩典，而是得到主自己。
So we're not praying for God's grace, but for God Himself.
我们的祈求总是希望能够得到什么。
Our prayer often strive to gain something.
可是保罗的榜样却不是这样。
But Paul's example wasn't like that.
那这个区分就是我们想从神那里得到什么，跟神从我们这里得到我们的区别。
The difference is whether we want to gain something from God or we want God to gain something from us.
保罗在腓立比书里面这么说。
Paul said in Philippians,
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力的追求，或者可以得到基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Philippians 3:12. Now that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
保罗的人生目标就是完全的被主得着。
Paul's goal in life was to be taken hold of by God completely.
即使他向神有什么祈求，也是希望能够多得到基督。
And if he has any prayer, any desire to God, his hope was to gain Christ altogether.
所以我们刚刚跟弟兄姊妹分享的就是第一种的信心呢是追求环境的改变，第二种信心呢是追求心境的改变。
So in review, the first kind of faith is to ask God to change our circumstances. But the second kind of faith is to ask God to change our mindset.
那么第一种的信心呢是希望能够在生活上得到利益，第二种的信心是希望我们的生命得到好处。
The first kind of faith asks ask God to give us benefits in our worldly life, but the second kind of faith is to ask God to give us benefit in our spiritual life.
那第一种的信心是希望多得到神赐给我们的恩典，第二种的信心是多希望我们多得到主自己。
And the first kind of faith asks for more of God's grace, but the second kind of faith asks for to gain more of God Himself.
第一种的信心是希望人希望从神那里得到什么，第二种的信心是希望神从我们这里得到我们。
The first kind of faithwish to gain from God, but the second kind of faith is to wish that God gain more from us.
那么这两种信心所带下来的结果当然也有不同。
So the two kinds of faith also bring about different kinds of results.
那么第一种信心是要神成就人的意愿，第二种呢是人成就神的旨意。
And the first kind of faith asks God to fulfill man's wish.But the second kind of faith is for men to fulfill God's desire, God's will.
让我们来看主耶稣教导门徒怎么样祷告。
Let's see how Jesus taught his disciples to pray.
马太福音第六章第十节说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。然后再说，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
In Matthew 6:10 through 11,he said, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And after that, he prayed that give us today our daily bread.
在我们向神求我们的日常生活的需要之先呢，主要我们先求神的旨意成就。
Before we ask for God to give us our the needs in our daily life, we ask for God's will be done.
所以我们要想一想，我们跟神求的任何事情是不是合乎神的心意。
So we should examine ourselves and see if what we ask God for are in His will.
我想主耶稣基督自己的经历是给我们今天这个功课最好的一个榜样。
Jesus Christ Himself has given us the best example.
他在客西马尼园里的祷告。
His prayer in Gethsemane.
他说。阿爸父啊，在你凡事多能，求你将这杯撤去，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
He said, Abba Father, everything is possible with you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.
他有信心，神有能力能够改变这个环境。
He has a faith that God has the ability to change the circumstance.
但是他却说，不要从我的意思，乃是从你的意思。
Yet he said, "Not my will, but your will be done."
因为主耶稣基督的顺服，能够让父神的旨意得以完成。
Because Jesus Christ submitted himself, so God's will was able to be accomplished.
如果耶稣基督没有那样的顺服，今天你我就一直活在沉沦当中。
If Jesus Christ did not submit himself to God, today you and I will be still in.Perished.
所以基本来说，我们今天所思想的这个题目呢，就是一个是比较是人本的信仰，一个是比较神本的信仰。
So the two kinds of faith we examine today, one is more a man-centered faith, and the other one is God-centered faith.
我相信这两种对神的信心，神都尊重了。
I trust that God honors both kinds of faith.
但是我们也知道。到底哪一种信心神更能够讨神的喜欢。
But it's obvious which kind of faith is more pleasing to God.
当我们走这个属灵的道路的时候
in our journey in our spiritual life,
我们都会有这样不同信心的表现。
We experience both kind of faith.
就像我刚刚已经说过，当我们刚刚信主的时候，我们都向神求对我们有好处，希望环境能够改变，神也往往答应。
When we're young Christians, we often ask God for things that are good for our worldly life, and God was gracious enough to grant us all our prayers.
那我们还听得有一些刚信主的弟兄姊妹说哎呀，这个神好灵啊。
And many new Christians would say, God works.
我想这实在是神给我们的怜悯。
And it's God's mercy.
但是我想我们更应该追求的是那种第二类的信心。
And I think what we should strive for is to seek the second kind of faith.
我们就是不要只是停留在那个第一类的信心当中。
We should not remain in the first kind of faith.
如果我们只是停留在第一类的信心当中的话，那我们跟其他 拜偶像求福的人就差不了太多了。
If we remain, always remain in the first kind of faith, then there's not much difference between us and the idol worshiper who are just asking for blessings.
巴不得我们每一位弟兄姊妹都能够像耶稣基督一样，对神有这样的祷告。
May all of you have the same kind of prayer as Jesus Christ.
不要从我的意思，乃要从你的意思。
Not my will, but your will be done.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你用你自己的话语来提醒我们。
Dear Father, we thank you for reminding us with your own words.
让我们再一度的省察我们自己的属灵的价值观。
So we can examine the spiritual value in our lives.
让我们不要为我们周围的事情被周围的事情所吸引。
Help us not to be attracted by what's surrounding us.
因为这些那些都是短暂的。
Because they're all temporal.
主要让我们真实能够活在你自己的爱中。
Help us to live in your love.
让我们所追求的是顺服主的旨意。
So that what we seek is to have your will be done.
让我们少追求从你那里得到什么。
And help us to ask for your grace less.
让我们都追求你能够得到我们。
And to seek more that you will gain us.
让我们在凡事上以主为首位。
So in everything, help us to honor you as the head.
求主常常借着圣灵来提醒我们。
Please remind us often with your Holy Spirit.
让我们越来越讨主的喜悦。
So that we will become more and more pleasing to you.
越来越像主耶稣基督的模式。
More and more like Jesus Christ.
谢谢主的提醒。
Thank you for your reminder.
我们这样祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.